Every year, I promise myself I'll find the perfect gift.
Something they'll actually use.
And love. This year, I found it. The Bartesian Cocktail Maker.
Oh, that's the one that makes cocktails at the push of a button, right?
Exactly! Over 60 bar-quality drinks, from martinis to margaritas, perfectly crafted every time.
I got one for my sister, and maybe for myself too.
Smart. It's the season of giving and sipping.
And right now, you can save up to $150 on Bartesian Cocktail Makers.
That's a real holiday miracle.
Because the best gifts bring people together and make the holidays a little easier.
Give the gift of better cocktails this season with Bartesian. Mix over 60 premium drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian Cocktail Makers. Don't wait. This offer ends December 2nd. Shop now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I got to tell you, we talked about this on C2C, you know, last week, and it's reared its ugly head again because we found out what the deal is basically with Gerrit Cole of the Yankees. We knew that he was going to have an MRI on his elbow, and we talked about it, and we're like, if this guy has elbow problems and has to have surgery and is done for the year, it's going to ruin their season. I don't care if they have Juan Soto or not. I don't care if they have Aaron Judge or not. I certainly don't care if they have Giancarlo Stanton, who gets injured going to the refrigerator in the morning in his house. So Gerrit Cole is everything to the Yankees. And now, yesterday, they said he'd been shut down at least for 1 to 2 months. So that sounds like 2 months to me. And he's scheduled to visit this doctor in L.A., Dr. Ella Trache, in Lipstick City for further testing on that right elbow. And Aaron Boone said that he wasn't going to be ready for opening day. And now it looks like he's going to begin the season on the injured list. So he had the MRI in Florida, and he had, you know, reported discomfort to them. And then Boone told the media that the right-hander did not bounce back between his outings. And he had said, quote, his recovery before getting to his next start has been more akin to what he feels during the season when he's making 100 pitches. When he's at 45 pitches and building to 55, he usually doesn't have the recovery issues that he's having. And I think there's a level of discomfort, but I wouldn't describe it as that he's in pain. He was supposed to make a start in spring training earlier in the week. He gave up 3 runs and 2+ innings in his first outing, March 1st, against the Jays. He threw 47 pitches in 3 innings of a simulated game facing Yankee guys like 6 days later. He didn't report any discomfort when he talked to the media after that. He had been on the injured list with elbow inflammation in September of 2016 when he was with the Pirates. He's the reigning Cy Young Award winner in his 5th year of a 9-year, $324 million deal with the Yankees. And they got all these stories running now that he's going to L.A. to have his elbow checked and figure out what to do with the elbow. I'm telling you, this sounds horrible. It's a lot like, for me, Lucas Giolito. Now, I don't think Giolito's good. I think he's got a nice name, and everybody talks about how great his name is and how this and that. All I know is he went to the Angels. He was flat out awful. He never won. He never got it done. He got lit up every time he pitched. But that guy, Giolito, had a UCL problem, and he's done for the year. He had surgery. He didn't have Tommy John, but he had the elbow worked on. He's going to be out the whole season. He had the right ulnar collateral ligament repaired with an internal brace. They operated on him this week at Andrew Sports Medicine and Orthopedic in Birmingham, and he was able to avoid the Tommy John ligament replacement surgery, which he had in 2012, in August of that year, at the end of August in 2012, less than 2 months after Washington made Giolito the top overall pick in the 2012 amateur draft, if you remember. And Alex Cora said this week, in a game against the Yankees, he doesn't think Giolito will take the mound the entire season. Recovery from the brace surgery, which uses like this artificial stuff to make the repair, has allowed pitchers to return to the big leagues in like 9 months. Tommy John, which uses tendons from elsewhere on the body to replace the torn ligament, has a rehab period of 12 to 18 months. So Cora said, so you go through the process and hopefully he gets back sooner rather than later, you know, whenever that is. But I do believe it was like the best case scenario, seeing what has happened with this procedure in the past. He's going to be able to go out there and throw his changeup and his good fastball and help the Red Sox win some games. Giolito signed a $38.5 million 2-year deal with the Red Sox. He turns 30 in July. He made two starts in the spring. He threw scoreless innings in his first outing, I think two innings, before on February 25th against Minnesota, when he reported he had a problem in his elbow, allowing four runs and three walks and two and a third against the Twins on March 1st. Of course, he came up in 2016 with Washington. He was an all-star in 2019 with the White Sox. And everybody talks about how great he is throwing innings, 160 innings in five of his last six seasons. He doesn't win, though. 61-62, he's averaged with a 4.43 ERA and 178 starts and two relief appearances. And when he went to the Angels, he was flat-out awful. Now, my point in all this is that Giolito said he had discomfort in his elbow. And by the time they were figuring this out and checking it out and doing the MRIs and everything else, they ended up giving him this surgery on the UCL and putting this internal brace in. I mean, what do you think is going to happen when Gerrit Cole goes to LA and he's got problems in his elbow? He's not like faking this. He's not pitching. He's out for a couple months. And what I think is going to happen, he's going to go out to L.A. and find out the same bad news that Giolito found out, that he's got a problem in that elbow and he's going to have it surgically repaired. And that'll be the end of him for the season. And if that's the case, I mean to tell you, they are dead. They didn't get anybody else. Let's face facts. Their pitching rotation sucks without him. They didn't get Snell yet. If they were going to get him, that'd be a different story. They didn't bring Montgomery back. They used to have him. They were stupid enough to let him go. And you saw him get a ring in Texas with the Rangers. And basically, the Yankees have effed around with this whole thing, thinking they got it all figured out. They basically signed Juan Soto, and there's no denying Soto's an absolute badass, and he's going to rake at Yankee Stadium with the short porch. Bottom line is, the guy hits left is going to terrorize the ball in the Bronx, and that's all there is to it. But does it matter that you have Judge and Soto, those bats in the lineup? I don't believe for 1 minute that, I mean, Judge always gets hurt. He always gets hurt. Last year, the toe, he was out forever. Stanton always gets hurt. Rizzo got hurt last year. Rizzo's flat out old and will get hurt again. You can count on that. And so you got all these old guys. LeMahieu didn't hit last year. He's talking about he's going to, you know, lead off and have a big year hitting again. Those days were 2 years ago when he was good. Last year he was horrible. And he also had injury problems. So here's the deal. When you got all these guys, I mean, their entire team was injured. Their entire team had more guys on the IL than you can shake a stick at. And the bottom line is, if you don't have Gerrit Cole, I mean, Gerrit Cole was the only reason to go to the Bronx and pay those exorbitant, ridiculous ripoff prices the Yankees charge. I went to a game in the Bronx. One game, my kids were clamoring that I never take them to a Yankee game anymore. I don't take them to, you know, sporting events anymore. So I took them to a Yankee game. I've said this story before on the air. I took them to a Yankee game, and I spent, I think it was like in 3 hours and 10 minutes, I spent $800. $800. I think it was a dime for the night when it was all said and done. By the time I got to the parking lot and had to tip that guy and pay that guy $50 and the juice for the tip, by the time I, you know, paid the tolls and the bridges and everything else and went to the Yankee game, it was literally a dime to go to a Yankee game in 4 hours. 3 hours and 10 minutes, I was at $800. I mean, the tickets were $600. I sat down and I had food. I was in really good seats right on the third base bag, like five rows up from the field. And you can order food right there. So we sat down, we're sitting there, and of course we start popping beers, food, having it delivered by the, they have like waiters, waitresses that bring you the food right to your seats and the high-end leather seats down by the field. And the next thing you know, I mean, that's 200 whack. You get like a couple hot dogs, a couple popcorns, a couple beers, you know, a couple fries, boom, bang. I mean, it's like 100, 200, 250, 300. I mean, I thought I was at, Disney World. That's the only place that sucks more money out of you than Yankee Stadium is Disney World and Disneyland. You go to Yankee Stadium, you just spend money. But who wants to go to Yankee Stadium and spend $1,000 in 3 hours, and who are you going to watch pitch? Schmidt? I mean, honestly, like, no Gerrit Cole. He's the only reason to go watch the Yankees. He's the Cy Young winner. He's their best player. He's their most important player. He makes the, you know, the drink, the straw that stirs the drink. He's that guy. And we got this crappy manager who plays the fiddle for the media with his flashy press conferences and his great interviews on Yes every night and his pressers and his constant positivity and trying to manipulate the media. And the reality is all he does is lose. All they do is lose in the playoffs. And then they don't even make the playoffs now. And the only bright spot on that team last year, literally, let's face facts, was Cole winning the Cy Young. And now you know this is going to turn into him having elbow surgery. You can just smell it coming. It's an utter disaster in the boogie down Bronx for the New York Yankees season. Everything hinges on this guy's trip to L.A. and this guy's elbow. I don't care how many home runs Judge and Soto hit. If they don't have Cole, they are screwed. That's all there is to it.